Dance Network's The Bartender is a podcast where your host, Liberty Kogan, speaks with top-tier professionals and enthusiasts in the dance industry. You can hear past episodes anytime at thebartender.tv. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Isn't there a theme song?
Yeah. From the top, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need?
How many people does he need?
Hey there, dancers. My name is Liberty Kogan, and I am on, how do you say, a quest for the most inspiring, interesting, and stimulating dance stories out there. So pull up a stool, grab a cocktail, and settle in for another episode of Dance Network's Bartender. There is no way this introduction could possibly do today's guest justice. When I say this man has done it all, I really mean it. Miron Kirikosian has toured the world with several world-renowned artists, including Britney Spears, Madonna, and Ricky Martin, and has appeared in some of our all-time favorite music videos. He's also a highly sought-after choreographer who's created live performances for Selena Gomez, Nickelodeon, and Kelly Rowland. He's also a collaborative choreographer and artistic director of NBC's The Voice. In collaboration with his brother Gore, Miron has also developed a production company that utilizes his varied expertise and focuses on being the epicenter for all of the entertainment industry's production needs. With almost 100,000 YouTube subscribers, I can't wait to dive into his eclectic career. So Miron, welcome to Bartender.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, it is my pleasure. And clearly you're one of the busiest working people in show business right now. So what led to the creation of your production company?
Let's see. I think what it was is I've always been a creative person and I've always wanted to create. So there always came obstacles in my way where I wanted to do more and I didn't know how to. Or I didn't know what the next step was. Or, you know, I had to get other people to do it for me because I didn't have the craft to do that.
Right.
So I just kind of kept building and making myself better and better. I was like, okay, I want to shoot videos. It started with dancing and then it went into choreography. And then I was like, so what's next? And then I was like, well, I want to be able to like shoot at least my own videos or videos for other people. Cause, I ended up doing a dance video for another director.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was I started directing the whole video.
Oh.
And then I noticed the director wasn't giving me any direction. And I was kind of like, well, you know, we could do this and we could do that. And then maybe you could shoot it like this and you could shoot it like that. And then at the end of the day, it was pretty much all my ideas. But, you know, that person got the credit for a direction. And I was like,
hold on, wait a minute.
Direct my own video.
Yeah, so you just naturally, it sounds like you just naturally had those instincts inside of you and maybe you didn't know that you did.
Well, my brother, who's older than me, that's his profession. So I've seen him do it all the time.
Gotcha.
You know, he used to shoot like short films when he was younger and, you know, he used to edit them, put them together and then he went to, you know, film school and then he started doing like little features in Europe and things. So I've always seen it.
Yeah,
so I've always learned it from, you know, firsthand, just seeing my brother do it. So obviously the creativity was there because I'm creative and I'm my whole family's creative. And, you know, I get to see how he works and how he edits and how he puts stuff together, the ideas. And I was like, well, yeah, I could do that. I'm a creative person because it really comes from the creativity. You know, the rest is just putting, you know, the stuff together, you know.
Yeah. So that's
kind of how it led into it. And then I was like, why don't we just put together a company. I mean, you do this, I do that. And, you know, there's so many people looking for videos and advertising and commercials and little clips. I was like,
yeah,
you know, we could build our own company.
Yeah. I mean, dance videos are so hot right now. That's all you see filling
exactly
up your Twitter feed and your Facebook feed. And I love seeing other artists' interpretation of songs and what they do with their direction and choreography. And The videos that you guys produce are absolutely stunning and so entertaining. And so do you and your brother work really well together, or do you guys fight a lot?
Well, this is the thing. We are different.
Yeah.
So everything you see on my YouTube page is all done by me.
Okay.
It's my direction, my concepts, my choreography. The way I work with my brother is, you know, if it's a big project, I kind of bring him in. And if I feel like I need more creativity, or he's really good at telling stories.
Okay.
So if it's an artist that needs a video that, you know, has a storyline and it's more of that, I'd definitely bring him in, even though I'm getting better and better, but I feel more comfortable having him there because I know he could tell the story way better than me in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where he comes in to play. And then obviously the shot selections and all of that, he has way more experience than me when it comes to that. But again, I always feel like I could do everything. And I feel like if I put time and effort into it, you know, I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you know,
that's absolutely
the one thing I've noticed that a lot of people don't notice is, especially nowadays, we're all about action, action, action. But nobody really sits down and just thinks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that thinking actually gets more done than all the action we do, because a lot of the action is just us doing things without nothing really, you know, growing, you know?
Yeah.
So I've noticed, like, if I want to get something done, I just need to sit down in a quiet room, think, learn, you know, thank God for YouTube. You can literally learn anything you want.
I know. It's amazing.
And yeah, I mean, honestly, everything I'm doing, I have no school education for. Everything I've just taught myself and learned, you know?
Wow. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about your background, because you have such an incredible career. And you're originally from Armenia?
Yes.
Okay. So what brought your family to the States?
All right. So this is an interesting story. So I don't know how much you know about Armenia, but it used to be part of the Soviet Union back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to, you know, be part of Russia. And what happened was, Armenia became an independent country in around, around 89.
Okay.
And that place, you know, that's when the Soviet Union collapsed. And, you know, we became an independent country, which meant we had to start literally all over again. So imagine, like, all the money you have in the bank, everything just disappears, because now you have to print your own money. You're your own country.
Right.
So everything we had literally just disappeared.
Wow.
The only thing we had was the house we were living in, and all the money that my grandpa had saved doesn't exist anymore, and nothing. It was just back to zero.
Yeah.
You know? And for my dad, you know, he was like, well, if we're going to go back to zero, I'd rather start somewhere else, because there's no opportunities here, you know?
Yeah.
And we were living at a time where, you know, water was given us, you know, they would give us water from like 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then the water would be cut off. So we would have to save water. And then you didn't have electricity all the time. So we would have to, like, you would sit at the home with candles. So it was like, it was really a tough time. I mean, it's easy for me to talk about it because I was a little kid. So I didn't really notice it was hard, because sometimes when you don't know what you don't have, I mean, everything
right.
looks great, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So long story short, my, you know, we came out to America in 92. Thank God we had my dad's side was here. My grandpa's brothers had already moved out to America in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we ended up staying with them for the first 6-7 months until my dad found a job. And then we moved into an apartment and kind of started our lives here. But my dad was a choreographer in Armenia.
No way.
And in Europe. And he used to travel through Russia and do shows. So, you know, when we came out here, he kind of opened up his first dance studio in Glendale City for, like, local Armenian kids. And that's how I kind of started dancing. I just went to dance with my dad because that was kind of what we were doing. And that's the only thing we did at that time. He was like, just come with me. And I just actually just went to spend time with my dad. But that just kind of turned into taking dance classes, learning from him. And then other kids joined. And then it turned into this dance class group type of thing.
No,
and that's kind
that
of really
crazy.
Where it really started, yeah.
So it was just in your blood. You were bound to be a dancer.
Yeah, both of my parents were performers back home. My dad was a choreographer, dancer. My mom was a singer, and she played the guitar. and she was in like a cool little hippie girl band back home. And so I've always been around the arts, and I've always been around, you know, creative people and other, you know, artists back home in Armenia. And even here, when we moved back here, all of my dad's friends and all of my mom's friends were all creative people. So that's all I've been exposed to since I was a little kid. Same for my brother. That's why we're both all in the same field.
Yeah. Oh, that is so cool. I did not know that. And that's so interesting. Yeah. So are your parents, does your dad still have his dance studio today?
No. What happened was around 15, 16, like I said previously, at 13 is when I really realized that, hey, I want to do this professionally.
Yeah.
And I remember we used to watch, you know, all the fun MTV Music Awards back in the days, mm-hmm. with all the cool performances by, you know, NSYNC and Backstreet
Boys.
Yes,
my life.
You know, yeah. So, well, exactly. I mean, if you remember that, you know, the cool Britney Spears performances she would have in the days on MTV. So when I watched that, I turned around to my dad. I was like, I could be one of those dancers. I was like, because the funny thing is, when you're starting to watch performers and you're looking at the dancers compared to the singer,
yeah,
then something's not right. Because I'm always looking in the background compared to the person who's performing.
Right.
And that kind of led to like, hey, I you know what? I think I could do that. I'm all like, why not? And I just kind of put this thing in my head where it was like, I could do it. And once I started taking it seriously, my dad kind of pretty much closed down the dance studio and wanted to just support me and help me and take me to these auditions and really see if I could do this. And that's kind of how it started.
Well, you clearly did do all of that, and your goals were obviously in the right place. Love what you're hearing? Listen to more episodes of The Bartender only on thebartender.tv and see who's coming up next week.
Hi guys, it's Marjorie Spiloni. You may have seen me in the national tour of Disney's High School Musical 1 and 2, 9 to 5, or Disney's The Little Mermaid across the country. I'm hanging out with Liberty next Sunday on Dance Network's Bartender.
If music is the universal language of life, then dance is the passion. But as we looked around the world, we couldn't find one place where all that passion of dance was being represented. So leaders from across the industry have now come together to form the Dance Network, to bring everything dance to the world. We're the Dance Network.
Join the movement. Sign up now for free at dancenetwork.tv.
We're chatting with Miron Kirakosian on Dance Network's Bartender. So let's get back to it. So how did you jumpstart your professional dance career? How did you get your first gig, and what was your first big gig?
I want to say my first gig was actually a Mervin commercial when I was 15 or 16, like a back to school Mervin's commercial, fun jeans, cool little, you know, backpacks and things like that. So I think I kind of got lucky with that. So what happened was I had a theatrical agent, and I also had a dance agent.
Okay.
And what happened was my theatrical agent sent me to this dance audition, which was weird and because it had nothing to do with acting. But I don't know. She sent me out to that. And when I went there, it looked like everybody auditioning were actors and not dancers.
Oh, that's interesting.
And yeah, it was such a weird way that it happened. So when I started dancing, everybody was like, wow, you're amazing.
Like, you're an actor that can dance.
Nobody knows how to dance. So it just kind of like, it was, you know, I went there and I danced. They loved it. And they were like, cool, we want to book you. And I was like, okay, great. And it just kind of just started from there. And that was my first little audition that I did, which ended up leading into a commercial, which I actually have footage of still. I saved that one.
Oh, you might need to send that to us. We might need to see that.
Yeah, so cool. and then it kind of just led from there, one audition to another. And then my first big audition that I felt like was my biggest accomplishment was the Britney Spears Me Against the Music promo tour that I did. Because, you know, for me, like I said, when I watched Britney on MTV, it was kind of one of those like, hey, I want to dance for her.
And then
she was
did.
The Ariana Grande of that time, obviously, or the Selena Gomez or whatever.
Yeah.
The new hot young girl. And at that time, there wasn't a lot of Britney Spears's, you know. Nowadays, you could compare a lot of artists to Britney Spears. But at that time, there was something special, new, and unique about her.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a dream. And I went to the audition, and I was so nervous that I didn't sleep the night before.
Was she at the audition?
I'm sorry?
Was Brittany at the audition or no?
At the very last day.
Okay.
So I'm sure you're kind of old school like me a little bit. So if you remember the auditions back in the days, they're not like they are now. Nowadays,
no.
It's just usually one day auditions. Before, I mean, the Britney Spears audition was a 4-day audition.
Wow.
The Madonna audition I did for the tour was a week, and they flew dancers from New York to come out and compete with the LA dancers for the audition.
Oh my gosh. So they didn't even do like a separate audition.
Now, I'm like, you guys, the auditions are easy. I'm like, we had like 4 or 5 days of auditions before for tours.
Yeah.
So the Britney audition was, you know, I was there. I was the first one to sign my name on the list because I was there. The call time was at 10 a.m. I was there like at 7.
That sounds like me. That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I got there. I put my name down on the list, and it just started from there. I kept going and going day one, day two, day three. And I was like, at the time we were like last day, day four, I was like, wait, I might actually get this. You
oh
know?
My gosh.
But you know what? You know what's funny? There was something in me, and I've always kind of had this personality. When I was there, I really, really, truly believed that I was going to get it.
Yeah.
Like, I was not taking no for an answer at all. I honestly thought that I deserved it, and I honestly believed that I'm going to get it. To the point where, because Jamie King was the director of that show,
mm-hmm.
To the point where Jamie King's assistants, Stephanie and Tiffany, which I love till this day, they're the most amazing people in the world. They actually came to me, and this never happens. They came to me during the audition, and they were like, we love you so much. You're so amazing. We're going to talk to Jamie. We're going to try to make him pick you. You know, that never happened.
No.
But I was like, wow. I was like, okay, cool. And,
all right.
And that even gave me more energy to, like, kill it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we were there and we went back and forth. You know, when you have the last 15, 20 and it's not even about the dance anymore. It's more about the look. And
I know,
the height.
Yeah.
And that's what we were doing. They kept trading me in with another guy, trying to check him out and then check me out. And then they, you know, lined us up the last 8-10 of us. And they were like, okay, you're the dancers. And it was the most craziest moment of my life because it was a dream. And now it's a reality. And it was like, wow, I've never experienced this in my life where I really, really, because you got to remember, I come from a country where you don't see celebrities and, you
right.
know, those people that you don't even believe they exist. You think they just live in that box called a TV that
right.
you watch every day, you know?
Yeah.
You know, in LA, you might run into people, but in Armenia, you don't run into anyone except a wall or a tree. I don't know. You know, I mean, you don't see those things. So for me, it was really, you know, it was so surreal because it was just a dream.
Yeah.
You know, and then the next day I'm on, you know, rehearsal with Britney Spears, like this girl that I dreamed of dancing for. And,
oh
you know,
gosh.
I've never even possibly thought that could ever happen to me.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I had tears of joy.
Aww.
You know, I've seen people like cry when they're happy. And I'm like, what are you crying about? You
stop crying.
And, yeah. And that's exactly what happened to me. I started crying because I was so happy that. Wow, I was able to accomplish like this dream that I had, and now I'm here.
Right.
Know?
Well, and to come from, you know, Armenia and all of the hardships that your family went through to get to dancing for Britney Spears at such a young age. I mean, what a huge accomplishment. It's truly
yeah.
amazing. Yeah. Well, choreography again is obviously a very big part of your life and creating and producing. So how did you get started in choreography after dancing, you know, again, for Britney and Madonna and all of the other performances that you did as a dancer?
Well, I think I was, I've always been a creative person because, like I said, my dad was a choreographer, so I've always seen him create. So
yeah.
I've always had that side in me. So before I even started dancing professionally, I was already creating and doing choreography, like, for my high school team and for, like, other little shows that we would do with other kids and dancers or friends and things. So I was always doing choreography, but at that time I didn't really know what I was doing and I didn't
right.
know what it was called. You
right.
know, I was just creating. And obviously when I started dancing and being more professional and when I got to work with Jamie King, what I love about Jamie King is, you know, he hires dancers that he feels like that are all stars, you know, on their own.
Yeah.
You know? And he sees something special in all the people that he books, and he gives us the opportunities to create. So there's a lot of times when you work for Jamie King, he'll use your specialties and he'll use what you're good at. And he'll be like, okay, this is what I see here. Would you be able to put something together here? And then, you know, he would give us the chance to create. And then the other choreographers will come and they'll start tweaking and working and making it better. But, you know, so I've always been around great people and great choreographers, and I've seen the best do what they do. So for me to make the transition from dance to choreography wasn't too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The only difficult thing is actually making up your mind that you're going to stop dancing
right.
and do choreography, because I feel like that's the hardest part when you're getting paid as a dancer and this is how you make your money. And now you're going to be like, okay, if I want to be taken seriously as a choreographer, I have to kind of stop the dance thing and do choreography, because if I keep doing the dance thing, then I'm always going to keep going back and forth from dance to choreography, which is fine. And a lot of people do that. But if that's your thing, that's your thing. At
yeah.
the end of the day, obviously, whatever makes you happy is the goal. But for me, I wanted to make that big transition, because I felt like every time I kept working on my choreography and wanting to build that, a dance job came.
Mm.
And I had to go do the dance job. And then every time I was building this choreography thing, a dance job came. So I was like, okay, I either have to say no so I could build to the next step, or, you know, or I could just keep going back and forth. I don't know how I'm going to grow.
Yeah.
You know?
So when did you make that decision to be like, all right, I'm just pursuing choreography now?
I had made that decision in my head, I want to say I did a huge choreography opening piece for the MTV Land Music Awards
mm-hmm.
when I was 18, and that was just when I just finished Britney and I was moving into the Madonna tour.
Right.
But so I was still doing choreography jobs on the side, but I think I made the initial change, I want to say during the second tour with Madonna, the Confessions tour in 2006. So I think I was about 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's so crazy.
Yeah. I think that's when I made up my mind. But again, I still took dance jobs. I didn't completely stop.
Right.
I think when I totally completely stopped, that was probably after the Ricky Martin tour, when I was like, I don't want to tour anymore.
Yeah.
And I knew that I had to stay here and build that, because if I kept touring, you know, you disappear for a year, you come back, it's like back to square one every
mm-hmm.
time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I think at the initial stop, I came after the Ricky Martin tour. So I was actually more 22, 23 around there.
Dang. You did so much at such a young age. I mean, it's so amazing. And you're still working so, so hard and creating so many wonderful things. And how did you get involved with The Voice on NBC?
The Voice happened through a choreographer that I've also worked with, Hi-Hat. And Hi-Hat's been another big, huge inspiration in my life, just like Jamie King. My first job with Hi-Hat was, I was 14 years old. I was an extra on a Missy Elliott video back
then.
Oh,
no way. What video?
Yeah. I think it was the Gossip Folks.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Jenna's in that too, Channing Tatum's wife. And she was a dancer at the time, obviously. All the top dancers were in that video. That's kind of like where it started. I was like, hey, I wanted to dance for Missy and I wanted to work with Hat. So I got to do like just some extra work first for her. And then the second time I ended up, I think the first one, there was this big, huge Joe Boxer commercial that I booked. and Hi-Hat, it was so big. Hi-Hat was the choreographer.
Okay.
The track for the commercial was produced by Timbaland.
Whoa.
Yes. The director was Dave Myers, that does all the Misty videos and all the crazy commercials. So it was like this amazing, huge camp of...
Dream team. That was the dream team.
Yeah. It was a dream team, and it was like a 5-day... Even Wade Robinson auditioned for the commercial.
Yes, I remember
him. He never auditioned at that time.
And it was a Joe Boxer commercial?
It was a Joe Boxer commercial, yes.
Oh, that's so
funny.
And
Wade Robinson auditioned for that commercial. And at that time, he didn't audition for commercials. He was the choreographer for NSYNC,
right,
and Britney Spears, and he was huge. But seeing him in line with the rest of the dancers who came to audition was the craziest thing for me. You're like, oh, that's Wade Robinson.
Right.
You know?
But it just goes to show, like, sometimes no matter how big you are in the industry, you still got to, like you were, like you've said many times, you got to get back to square one and just, you still got to work just as hard as everybody else.
Yeah, of course. And it's all about, you know, the community's not that big, you
right.
know, and you definitely want to, you know, make good friends and meet good people. And you know, you want to work, you know, and you want to, you know, be known as a good dancer and a professional dancer. And you know, you want people to constantly hire you. You don't want to have a bad attitude and all of that stuff that comes with that. But it was that was my big commercial with Hi-Hat, and that kind of led to a whole bunch of stuff. And I ended up doing a lot of commercials with Hi-Hat. He ended up having a lot of auditions that I would go to, and both the casting directors and the production team would always love me. And I think I did like 5-6 commercials with just with Hi-Hat.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a whole bunch of all back to school stuff, like, or like Mervyn's, JCPenney, and then like the Joe Boxer one. And then I did like, what was that? It was a computer thing. I think it was an Apple. It was
like a Dell.
What was that thing that came out? Remember those commercials they had where they had used a lot of celebrities, but you couldn't see their face, and they would just talk about, like, they would do these things with their hands, and you would see like the visuals. Fergie had one. Jay-Z had one.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sure if I saw it, it would click, but I can't
think
of it right now.
I'll try to send it to you.
Yeah.
But anyway. That's kind of where I met Hi-Hat. And what happened was, you know, throughout the years, we worked together so many times. One day she gave me a call and she was like, hey, I wanted to meet with you and have a conversation. I was like, sure. And we met, and she was like, you know what? I've been working with you for a really long time. And, you know, I'm looking into getting new assistants and people that could help me out creatively. And, you know, what do you think? Is this something you would like to do? And I was like, of course. I've known you since I was 14. I was like, this is a dream. I was like, let's do it.
Connections,
kinda,
man.
You know, she brought me into that life with the voice and got me involved, and it's been great ever since.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, Miron, as we come to the end of our conversation, I want to hear from you, someone that's been in the industry for a long time, has cut their teeth to create this incredible career for themselves. What advice can you offer to either young dancers or young aspiring dancers or aspiring choreographers or people that just want to be creative artists?
I mean, I feel like the most important thing is do what you love.
Yeah.
Start with that. You know, if dancing is what makes you happy, if choreography is what makes you happy, if this industry is what makes you happy, it's tough, you know, but if you love what you do, you'll figure it out. And that's kind of what's been working for me. This is what I love. And this is what I think about 24/7. And that's it. I just constantly do it. The more you do it, the more you learn,
mm-hmm.
better you get, you know. And it's just keep doing it, doing it, doing it. I mean, there's really no giving up.
No.
I honestly don't believe in giving up. I honestly don't believe in plan Bs and all of those things, because I feel like, you know, you have one life.
Yep.
And if this is what you want to do, that's it. You could do it, because people forget we create our own life. We really do. Whatever you decide to do is what it's going to be. And, you know, people look at it like it's too difficult, but it's not. You create it. You could create anything you want, you know, and you just gotta believe that and stop comparing yourself to other people.
Yep.
Or other people's achievements, because that's where people get stuck with so-and-so. Like, you know, I could stop doing YouTube videos, because I could look at people who have 5 million, 10 million subscribers and be like, well, they have 10 million subscribers. But I know that, you know, I'm different and unique in my way.
Right.
And every choreographer and dancer is different. So I don't think it's about comparing. I feel like just watch the creativity, learn from other choreographers, and just do you. That's it.
You do you, no. boo.
That's it. Just do you, and everything will fall in place. Believe in yourself. Do you. Everyone's special, and the right people who connect with you and connect with your choreography and your style will find you.
Yeah.
As simple as that. Especially nowadays, like I said, we're living in the social media internet world. So the game has changed big time. You're
mm-hmm.
not competing with America. You're not competing with just your country or your state or just your dance club. You're competing. The world is the playground.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you could post up a video on YouTube and have somebody from China comment on it saying how dope it is.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like it's even easier now than ever.
Yeah.
So if people are not jumping on it right now, I mean, you know, I mean, I really, really believe it just takes a lot of hard work and commitment, and that's it. You just keep doing it.
Yep.
And I feel like anybody that does that should be super successful without a doubt.
Yeah. Oh, Miran, thank you so much for making time for us today and sharing your amazing career with us. We cannot wait to see what you're up to next, because we know it's going to be huge, whatever it is.
Thanks for having me. And hopefully, yeah, I definitely would love to touch base with you guys soon in the future and see where we are at that time.
And that's a wrap.
Want more of your favorite dance podcast? Then subscribe to The Bartender now on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play. New episodes premiere every Sunday on thebartender.tv and release on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Google Play every Tuesday. The Bartender is produced by Dance Network, so check out dancenetwork.tv to stream amazing dance content. Thanks for listening. Happy dancing and happy drinking.